This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm Chris Witz, and it's a great welcome today. Good to have you with us for Morning Devotions. When you read the Bible, especially the New Testament, you come across these wonderful words. Have a listen to these. My God shall supply all your needs. And that's a verse that's taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It was Paul the Apostle who said that. It's God's word that says, my God shall supply all your needs. Now, they're very powerful because that's a promise that through Jesus, God will supply all your needs. Now, in other parts of the Bible as well, God's promised to meet our needs, and I'm talking about physical, emotional, spiritual, and relational needs. But to believe this to be true, we need to have faith in Him. We need to trust Him. Now, faith is an interesting phenomenon because it's not something you get by talking about it or hoping it'll happen. Faith is like a muscle in your body. The more you exercise a muscle, the stronger it gets. And so it's the same with faith. The more you exercise your faith, the stronger it gets. So our God helps us develop our faith as we face the pressures of life. And I guess you, like me, have pressures of life in one degree or another. The pressure test asks the question, how will I handle the stress in my life? Will I depend on myself or will I turn to God? And in Psalm 50 verse 15, here's God speaking through the writer, call to me when trouble comes, I will save you and you will praise me. So our God says, turn to me in the pressures of every day and I will deliver you. Now our problem is that we try everything else to relieve stress before we turn to God. So I'm suggesting that you turn to Him first because as you do, it's another opportunity to learn to have more faith in Him. It grows. The prophet Isaiah said, if you're walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. That's a great verse too. Now there are lots of disappointments with people. People in your life will provide you with opportunities to exercise that faith. And I'm saying that because our plans don't always turn out the way that we want. Our marriage, there may be problems there, or the plans that we have can crumble all around us. In fact, life can be very disappointing at times, and we become upset with other people. People don't always meet our needs. We can sometimes expect our partner to meet all our needs, and when we do that, we set ourselves up for major disappointment because not one person can possibly meet all our needs. And that's where the problem is. We say, what's wrong with them? But the problem is not with them, it's with us. Because too often we put expectations on other people that can't possibly be met. So what I'm saying is that the problem is not the other person. It's you and I and how we respond to that person. Now looking at the Bible again, there's a really good verse in Isaiah 2, verse 22 that says, you should stop trusting in people to save you because people are only human. Isn't that a terrific verse? That's Isaiah 2, verse 22. Have a look at it sometime. In other words, it says, don't expect someone else to be the answer to all your problems in life. It's just not going to happen because there is only one in whom we can place all our trust. Because Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made Him, there's the word, have made Him their hope and confidence. So people will disappoint you, they'll let you down, but the Lord's promise is anyone who trusts in me will not be disappointed. That's Isaiah 49:23. We have a God that can be trusted at any time. So priorities in life are another thing. Who or what will be first in my life? We all have needs, but do you know that God has promised to meet all our needs if we put Him first? It's easy to say, oh yeah, God is number one in my life. We can even wear that slogan on a t-shirt. But it's another thing to make it happen. So let's be serious about it and allow God to meet our needs. And we will reveal the priority in our life. Well, eternal God, there's been much wisdom written by your people. In Proverbs we read, if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? And so we pray, Lord, that your strength will be especially ours in those times of need and that we will continue to go forward in your strength. And this is a prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.